In this bulletin, the federal opposition divided over whether the border to Indonesia should be closed over foot and mouth disease fears. The Northern Territory confirms its first case of the monkeypox virus. And in sport, another well-known player defects to the rich Saudi-backed golf tour. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The National Party leader David Littleproud says he does not support closing Australia's borders to Indonesia over foot and mouth disease at this stage. Concern is growing over Indonesia's outbreak of foot and mouth after viral fragments of the disease were found in pork products in Melbourne. Opposition MPs Karen Andrews and Barnaby Joyce have both called for the borders to be temporarily closed. But David Littleproud says that's not the coalition's position, although it shouldn't be ruled out either.
We don't believe that they should be taking this off the table yet, but it should be predicated on science. We need to have calm, and the fact that there is anxiety and fear within the community calling for this is a direct result of the inaction of this government. They have created a biosecurity, a vacuum, and fear and anxiety amongst the community. And what we're saying is they need to be transparent about that trigger point as to what that is that we would need to close those borders temporarily.
The Northern Territory has recorded its first case of the monkeypox virus. Territory health officials say the case is in a returned overseas traveller who has been in quarantine and is not a risk to the community. It brings to 41 the number of monkeypox cases confirmed in Australia since the disease was first detected here on the 20th of May. The World Health Organization has confirmed 14,000 cases of monkeypox worldwide. New South Wales MP John Sidoti has been asked to resign after a damning investigation by the state's anti-corruption body ICAC found him to have engaged in serious corrupt conduct. Premier Dominic Perrottet was asked about his former Liberal cabinet colleague on Thursday as he landed in Tokyo for a 10-day trade mission. He says the government will move a motion to have Mr Sidoti suspended unless the Des Moines MP resigns from Parliament. Speaking to Nine Radio broadcast Pastor Ben Fordham, Mr Sidoti says he's made it clear to the Premier that he would not resign.
The New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet called you and asked you to resign from Parliament. What did you say to him?
It was two words and I can't mention them on camera.
There was a two-word response from you?
Yeah.
Was the second one off?
No. It started with F, but I'm look, end of the day.
Or was the first word
it get? It was rude. Yeah, possibly. Look, it was rude. I don't remember exactly, but it was words that aren't usually in my vocabulary.
You won't resign from Parliament?
No.
And you'll prove you're innocent?
Absolutely.
The New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption has recommended the Director of Public Prosecutions be consulted about possible criminal charges. Early childhood educators have voted to take industrial action as they push for a pay increase and systemic reform. Hundreds of members of the United Workers Union have voted to strike on the 7th of September, which is Early Childhood Educators Day. The union is making three demands of government, including a pay increase, placing greater value on the early learning sector, and putting children before profit. In a statement, the union says the sector is in crisis after nearly a decade of inaction from the previous federal government, and an urgent plan is needed to fix it. At least 18 people have reportedly been killed in Papua New Guinea's highlands. The deaths occurred during a tribal fight in Enga province. Voting in Papua New Guinea's general elections wraps up tomorrow, with increased political violence reported across the country. It's not known if the deaths are linked to the election process. And briefly, former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has been appointed as an advisor to investment bank Goldman Sachs. Mr Frydenberg lost his seat of Kooyong in Melbourne to independent Dr Monique Ryan, who had campaigned on strong climate action and for a national integrity commission. In golf, and Heinrich Stenson has been stripped of the captaincy of Europe's team for next year's Ryder Cup after defecting to the LIV Tour. The 46-year-old Swede is the latest well-known golfer to switch from the traditional golf tours to the Saudi government-backed LIV Tour. Those who have changed to the LIV Tour have been allowed to play in events outside the control of the traditional golf tours, such as the four men's major tournaments. But the traditional golf authorities control the Ryder Cup which gives them power to make this move in retaliation for Stenson's defection. Critics of the Live to Err say it's being used by the Saudi government to deflect from its human rights abuses, a practice known as sports washing. And that's the latest SBS News.